second parak of Erev Mishnah Gimel. We were talking about in the previous Mishnayos about this type of mechitza one makes about around the water hole, to convert the area around the water hole to be Rishus HaYachid. Basically, it was by making mechitzas in the corners of this area. So the question is, how large can this enclosure be? This Rishus HaYachid be? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Beis Sotayim. It could be the maximum size up to Beis Sotayim. Beis Sotayim is one side 50 amas by 50 amas. It shouldn't be more than 50 amas by 100 amas, which is a little bit over 70 by 70 amas. Omer Loi. Loi Omer Beis Sotayim Elo Gino Lekalpaf. That which the Chazal said, the concept of Beis Sotayim, is that if an enclosed area is too large, it does not have the status of Rishus HaYachid, midrabbanan. That's only if it's a gina, a place where some grows vegetables, or a kava. There's also an area which is an open area which people do not use for dwelling. Since these are not made for dwelling, therefore, if it's too big, it doesn't look like Rishus HaYachid. The Chazal said you're not allowed to carry in it, just like you're not allowed to carry in Rishus HaRabbanan more than 4 amas. Now, when you have a deer, or sar, or mukta, but if it was a different type of animal, stables or enclosures, so or a muksa is a place behind the houses where they used to store things, a chotzer or a yard in front of a person's house, afilu beis chamisha kurim, afilu beis hasara kurim mutar. Even if it's very large areas, there's 30 se'in in a kur, so where every base kur is 15 base of signs. So even if it's 5 times or 10 times an hour, 150 base of signs, still it's muta. Yeah, and that's the way we pass it. That if it's a mokum that was mukof ladira, it was surrounded for dwelling purposes, then no matter how large it is, it's considered mechitza. That's the way today's eruvim work. You can have a mechitza or a sort of petah around the whole city. That's much more than base of signs. But since the area is mukof ladira, it's good enough. There's a chiddush over here also that the Chacham seem to be saying that not only by regular mechitzas could it be very large, but even by these mechitzas of these dunes in the on the corners of the reshus that were permitted for the oil of the column could also be larger, because that's also considered using for dwelling purposes for drinking. And that we learned before, it's repeated again, that you can by these corners you can make it as large as you want, but you cannot have breaks between one mechitza and the next more than, according to the Meir, 10 amas, according to the Yehuda, 13 and 3rd amas. And if you do have more than that, then you have to put a board 1 amas wide to break up the breaches.